AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At a White House ceremony to honor the 500,000 people who have died in the coronavirus pandemic, President Biden noted that the country has already had more cases and deaths than any other nation. But
let this not be a story of how far we fell, but of how far we climbed back up. We can do this. For in this year of profound loss, we've seen profound courage from all of you on the front lines.
Biden has ordered flags at federal buildings around the country to be flown at half staff for the next 5 days. He also lit a candle in remembrance of those who have died. The administration is stepping up efforts to get the coronavirus vaccines to the people after last week's winter storms caused serious shipping problems and scuttled vaccination clinics. White House Senior Advisor on COVID-19 Response, Andy Slavitt, tells reporters.
We now anticipate that all backlog doses will be delivered by midweek.
More than 44 million people have already received at least one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Both are two-dose regimens. Johnson & Johnson has developed a single-dose vaccine. The company says it could have 20 million doses ready by the end of next month. Health regulators are still reviewing the safety and effectiveness of the shot. A decision to allow its emergency use is expected later this week. On Capitol Hill today, Biden's choice for Attorney General Merrick Garland was asked why he wants the job. Garland said his family was escaping anti-Semitism.
The country took us in. And protected us. And I feel an obligation to the country to pay back.
He says he will focus first on going after those responsible for the deadly Capitol riot. This is AP News. Boeing is telling airlines to ground all 777 jetliners equipped with the same model of engine that blew apart Sunday on a flight that left Denver.
The United Airlines flight was a Boeing 777 powered by a Pratt & Whitney PW4000 engine. Aviation expert Joe Schwederman at DePaul University says this was a serious malfunction.
The blades of the engine not only be compromised, but to detach and fly and hit the ground. In fact, in an urbanized area.
And he believes it should have been caught before the jet ever took off.
Maintenance and inspection crews apparently missed something. It appears to be a compounding problem, just repeated use that should have been caught in inspection.
Boeing says the jet should be grounded until the FAA sets up an inspection regime. The 241 people on the flight escaped injury as the plane made an emergency landing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.